from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. It was the nightmare that New Mexicans hoped would not happen, but it did on Thursday, as New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham came within an eyelash of shutting down the state again. Grisham stated that because of the hike in COVID-19 cases here in the state, indoor seating at restaurants and breweries would again be restricted, effective on Monday. Patio and outdoor seating will be permitted to continue at 50% maximum occupancy. Also, restaurants may continue with carryout and delivery services, and breweries will continue to provide curbside pickup service as well. The governor also announced a delay to high school football and soccer, which are considered both contact sports, and those sports could be moved to the spring. And the hybrid plan for reopening the schools at half capacity could be endangered if the spread of the COVID-19 does not recede. We get reaction from Representative James Townsend of Artesia, who's also the minority floor leader.
We did have a conversation with the governor's office before she made the announcement. Tried my best to talk her out of it and to tell them that we thought it was the wrong decision. I have a hard time understanding why we are putting businesses out of business, people losing jobs in areas where there's not an issue.
School districts across the state were already about to implement their hybrid back-to-school plans. Now all that is up in the air. Ruidoso Superintendent Dr. George Bicker reacts.
Governor's words seemed a little ominous today about whether we're going to get there and have the in-person part come August. That's what worried me the most today.
As for the athletic side of the mandates, for now, football and soccer, both considered contact sports, will not be played in the fall. But is there a silver lining to all of this? Lovington Athletic Director Robert Oriola tells us.
Visiting with Sally Marcus of the NMA, Executive Director, we're looking to play soccer and football more than likely in the spring.
Oriola also noted that the health and safety of all students within the Lovington School District is the district's first priority. And taking a look at the confirmed COVID-19 cases here in Southeast New Mexico, as of Thursday, Lee County leads with 230, followed by Chavez County with 151, Eddy County with 122, and 18 cases of the confirmed COVID-19 in Lincoln County. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.